Folks, this is breaking now. I just received word that this blog, which has been featuring articles about, you know, climate truth and the grand solar minimum, we see here on March 19th that it was actually my video from Ice Age Farmer about peak food and global food production declining, even according to the USDA's data. This is from March, but this is from the Internet Archive. It's the only way that you can access the site now, because if you go to ascendingstarseed.wordpress.com directly, you will receive this notice that it is no longer available. It's been suspended in accordance with the terms of service. Indeed, the note that Annette received indicated, upon review of your WordPress site, Ascending Starseed, we have determined that your site does not align with our terms of service and user guidelines. As such, your site will be suspended and, in fact, will not ever be returned. It's not even suspended. It's deleted. This is exactly what happened to Jay Dyer and many others in a more of a political first wave, but it's happening now to sites that, as you can tell, it's talking about climate and the truth and, in fact, spirituality and consciousness rising, which is how we will ultimately overcome the attacks of the cryptocracy. Talking about the Zood down here. So that's the kind of thing that she talked about on her blog lately, and that's the kind of thing that WordPress banned her for speaking about. Now, you may remember that I featured a letter from Annette during the when her house was lost in Leilani Estates to the Kilauea eruption. So I did want to mention that she has lost now both her income and her home, and I have started supporting her on Patreon, and will link to this below in case anyone else feels called to do so. She's facing a world of challenges right now and has a great spirit, but certainly it seems can use our help. So just wanted to mention that. Now, that is a real problem, folks. Censorship of climate truth is what I've been mentioning is imminent. It's imminent. Media Matters has been calling for it. I've been talking about this until I'm blue in the face, because it's extremely important, and it underscores the need, A, to prepare for what's happening right now, but B, to share this information now, while people can go look it up and find out for themselves that these are natural cycles, that the sun drives climate. If and when I disappear from YouTube, I wanted to mention that iceagefarmer.com is a privately hosted blog. WordPress cannot take me down without a grander fight than that one. And if YouTube takes me down, then I will still have iceagefarmer.com up. So just note that iceagefarmer.com is a good backup if ever my channel is removed. And I'll be able to rewire these videos so that they pull from these other sites, DTube, which is based on a blockchain, so you can't remove, you know, again, these are precautions that take me a lot of time and effort, but I feel are necessary to ensure this information is out there and safeguarded from these encroaching climate truth censorship. BitChute is another one that I publish to. It's a little easier to use than DTube and Steemit combination, but there you go. And again, iceagefarmer.com has links to these, and that's why I say that's really the main site. I also want to mention, for people who say, don't worry, I follow you on Patreon. Patreon is, I love it, and I really appreciate all the support, but it's also worth saying that this is just a thin wrapper around YouTube. So if YouTube ever goes away, Patreon doesn't, it's worthless. It doesn't have any content on it. All right, let's get to the update for today. We are seeing, and we have seen, and I've covered for the last few weeks, the winter come on hard across the northern hemisphere from the no-trix zone. I'll zoom in. We see winter to arrive early across central Europe as solar activity remains quietest in 200 years. It's not just Germany. The U.S. and Canada have seen some craziness, including the earliest recorded snow ever in Houston. Houston, I've lived there for much of my life, and it's not a place you usually get snow. San Antonio as well, enjoying 102-year-old cold record being shattered. And as I said, there was lots of this across the United States. Many were already under winter warnings and freeze watches. DC experiencing one of the snowiest winters, including, this is a meteorologist out there who's calling for double the average snowfall for the area. Up in Canada, and this is something where I've covered that they had tons of crops. About a third of their harvest net was still under snow for the past few weeks. And then when they experienced sort of a respite from those cold temperatures and some of that snow melted off, people wrote me and said, oh, you're just such an alarmist. Look at that. They got to their crops. There's no problem here. We're fine. Grand solar minimum, not a problem. No. I want to call out that, yes, while 95% of the crops were finally harvested from Alberta's fields, unfortunately, once it was under that kind of cold weather for that long, around 50% of the crops are trash. They're totally ruined. So this is not something, you know, don't buy into the folks who are saying, oh, that snow melted and now they have the crops and it's not a problem. Much of it was ruined. And as we'll talk about here in a second, the crop quality is suffering around the world and certainly in Canada as well. These are the zones that we said are just going to go offline as the temperatures fall. The solar output drops, Canada agriculture is going to have problems. And they keep using these words, cold snap, to describe what's going on. You know, when the temperatures were high, they call it the end of the world, and it's a huge... These are all perception management, still trying to coax you into believing the anthropogenic global warming, which now is going on. But, yeah, considerable acres of soybeans after the high winds and freezing temperatures couldn't be harvested. And so this is not good. We'll keep an eye on that to actually get some numbers out of there. Further east in Ontario, I got reports that while they were able to make their harvests, they're now having extreme problems with fungus and toxins on it. So the quality of the crop is awful. We can see here over the last couple weeks, this situation has become intense. So here, just a couple weeks ago, corn mycotoxin levels are high this season. You might want to take special care. And then just, you know, a couple weeks later, yeah, the Grains Farmers of Ontario board chair says, we are facing one of the most severe outbreaks of DON in corn that we've ever seen. And Ontario is being especially hard hit. And only one day later, yes, Ontario farmers facing catastrophic disease outbreak in the feed corn. By the way, this calls out that when you have this mycotoxin, you can't feed, especially for hogs and cattle. Once you have the this infested kind of crop, you can't feed it to people, certainly, or to even livestock. So this corn is almost worthless. Maybe they should use that for their biofuel. Due to the catastrophic disease outbreak in this year's corn crop, Ontario farmers say they will likely need federal help. We need to be paid for this. This is one of the most severe outbreaks. We already read this. It's catastrophic at this point, and it's only getting worse. So, catastrophic and asking for payments is common. We see the same exact thing happen here. Early snowfall over in India in November causes massive damages to the apple orchards in Kashmir. The snowfall plunged Kashmir into darkness, forced closure of the national highways, and disrupted air traffic besides damaging orchards while the apple harvest hadn't even happened. So the same thing, same story as Canada. Early cold ruins the crops. This is the first November snowfall in Kashmir since 2009. It's caused widespread damage. About 20% of the apple crop may have been damaged, but this seems awfully conservative to me. So here it is again. This snowfall is a catastrophe, and we are absolutely going to need government bailouts here. We definitely need you to pay us. So governments around the world can step in and pay these farmers back, but you can't replace this food, folks. These crop losses are mounting. And I wanted to call this out. This is why it seems conservative. Maybe it was only 20% of the crop, but if 1.5 million trees were damaged, were killed, then this is next year's and the following year's. I mean, this is multiple years of crops. 15 lakh trees have been damaged. Lock acres have been damaged due to the recent snowfall. So this is affecting future production, not just an immediate crop loss. And it's like I'm saying, the entire areas are going offline. Looking at China, just one quick mention The potato production was down 20% there, but also, and this is more concerning, the headline mentions the reserves of potatoes fell by 30%. So this is the same story, and in fact, the last, very last line down here, the volume of potatoes in storage decreased this year, conservative estimates predicting a decrease of 30%, but other estimates going as high as 50%. China ate through half of their potatoes this year. So that's what I mean when I say we're experiencing catastrophic crop losses. We are chewing through our reserves of wheat, of potatoes, of everything. And folks, you need to be growing your food now. You need to be standing up food systems, whether it's a greenhouse or an aquaponics in your garage. I don't care what it looks like. If it's microgreens under your bed, although you're going to burn through seeds very quickly that way, have a backup plan and be taking steps towards it every day. Imagine a future where you can provide abundance for your family no matter what is going on in the world, no matter how the electrical grid is performing or how many crop losses of traditional or modern agriculture, I should say, are being experienced. And again, spread the word because the censorship has begun in earnest. I've been putting out this information, but soon it will simply not be visible to many people. And so you may have to go offline to share that information. This really makes my videos thumbnails here where I predicted it. I said climate truth is no longer available, removed according to terms of service. There it is, folks. It's happening now. Ascending Star Seed. Climate truth. So spread the word now while we can, and thanks for watching.